Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will address another case when it comes to a zayas, an olive tree, that is not considered to be shikha. Zayas shenimtza omed bein shalosh shuros shel shnei malbinim, which literally means you have three rows of olive trees, and it's also between two rectangular vegetable patches. And the way this is situated, according to one explanation, is that let's say you have a row of olive trees. Let's say you have three olive trees in a row. Then a patch of a rectangular patch of vegetables. Then you have another row of three olive trees, followed by a vegetable patch, then followed by another three olive trees. And what we're discussing is the middle olive tree in the middle row. So it's the centermost olive tree. Another explanation is that without the vegetable patches, and it's referring to three rows of olive trees that are the length of what we would call a malbein, which was a known length in the times of the Mishnah. And it's one is on one side of this olive tree, in the center, and then you have one row on one side, one row on the other side, and one row in front of it. So it's surrounded by on three sides by rows of olive trees, and this one olive tree that we're discussing is in the center. So again, the Mishnah says, Zayas shenimtza omed bein shalosh shuros shel shnei malbinim. It's these three rows of two malbinim, ushechacho, and you forget this one olive tree in the center. Eino shikha. It's not considered to be shikha. Now, there's two explanations among the Rishonim for why it's not considered shikha. One is either because its unique position of being the centermost tree, and they would fit the criteria of the previous Mishnah when it's something that's well known because of its central position. The other explanation for why it's not shikha is because it's hidden. The reason you forget it is because it's hidden by so well by all the other olive trees around it. And that's why it's not considered to be shikha, because shikha is only if you forget it because of your own forgetting of it, but not because it's hidden from you. Now, that's the other explanation. Mishnah says another example for something that's not considered to be shikha for a zayas. Zayas sheyesh bo sasayim, a zayas that has two sa'ah of zaysim, of olives. And before we've mentioned the idea that something that has two sa'ah is in one bundle, we said, is not considered to be shikha. And the same thing is true of a zayas, of an olive tree. If it has sasayim ushchacho and you forget it, eino shikha, because it's so large that we can't, and you're going to remember about it because of its large size. Now, b'men dvar amorim, when is this true that these items are not considered to be shikha? And this is understood to mean both in terms of the first case of the Mishnah where it's the center olive tree, or in the case where it's two sa'ah. That's only true b'zman shelo hischelbo, when you have not begun to harvest it. Avolim hischelbo, if you have begun to harvest the olive tree, afilu kizayas ha-netofa b'shaso, even the famous zayas of Netofa that was mentioned in the previous Mishnah in its time when it was famous, u'shechacho, and you forget it, yesh lo shikha, it has shikha once you have begun the process of harvesting. By the way, we mentioned that in the previous Mishnah, the word afilu by Zayas HaNetofa B'Shasa was a mistake. It obviously was transposed from this Mishnah where it makes sense. Here we want to say that even a famous Zayas, if you've begun the harvesting process, it would be considered to be shikha. Now the Mishnah will address up until what point are you involved in the harvesting that is not considered to be shikha yet? In other words, that you haven't moved on, you haven't forgotten about it yet. So the Mishnah says that kol zman sheyesh lo tachtav, as long as there are still olives at the bottom of the tree that you haven't collected yet, yesh lo barosho, it is the fruits that are found at the top of the tree are not considered to be shikha. That is to say, since you're going to come back and have not forgotten about the ones that are on the ground underneath the tree, they didn't forget those. So even if you forgot ones at the top, the ones on top are not considered to be shikha because you're going to be coming back for the lower ones, and you, in the process, you'll remember about the ones on top as well. Now, Rabbi Meir says that, no, actually, a even later part of the process, mishetelech ha-machave, once the machave, which is a stick that they used to use to bang against the branches and get out the hidden olives, once he's already utilized that stick and it's already moved on, then it's considered to be shikha. But prior to that time, even if there are no zesim underneath the tree anymore, you've collected all of them, but the fact that you haven't done the machave process, utilizing that stick to hit and get the final olives, even if you have up until this point forgotten about it, but since that process hasn't happened yet, it's not considered to be shikha.